It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. This is basically part four. I didn't actually say that in the last one about the federal holiday, but that was basically part two. This is part four about Juneteenth. This, though, is getting a little bit more about who did it, and that is President Biden. I have two years ago, I was saying, all right, Joe Biden. Look, I've followed Joe Biden since mid-80s, early 80s, certainly early 80s, and I have respect for him. I certainly recognize how he's very much a moderate. He almost became a Republican at one point, and he was someone who folks could work with, even with his golly gee whiz all shucks way about him. And I certainly didn't want him as president, though, because what he was yapping about was not Biden. It sounded like he was just reading things from other people. And so, but I still respect him for what he did, and I'm carrying those memories of him being a relatively good guy, even though he didn't do a great job as vice president with Obama. But so I just, you know, all right, I'm changing my view. I changed my view. A number of things have occurred here, which now has me looking at this differently, in which podcasts I did in the past year, I now alter a bit. I do go along now more with so many on the right about this, which is that something else is going on here. This is not Joe Biden. Joe Biden would never have signed a Juneteenth as a federal holiday. That's preposterous. Go along with it. I'm hearing that the military is actually going ahead with pulling out military equipment and personnel out of various locations. This is also not Joe Biden. Joe Biden's always been pro-war, always fought for wars. He's the one who turned the Democrats to support the war in Iraq back after the September 11th. So, and then some of the economic things he's doing, this stuff is not what Biden has done in the past. I did not believe that was going to happen. I did not believe that Biden, I thought Biden was still somewhat in control of his faculties and was still going to have his mindset continue, which is not far from Republicans in a lot of ways. But no, this Juneteenth thing is what kicks it over for me. I have a real problem with the military stuff. I didn't believe it, actually. I thought, you know, because he pushed it off, of course, from May, that Trump, and it very well could have been done in May, being pushed to September gave me the indication, oh, he's just going to say September, and September will continue and no one will say anything. And maybe it will. Except that I'm now reading and hearing that he is actually having more pulled out from other parts of the country, so maybe we will end it in September. We'll see. But if that actions involving economics issues, along with that he is the Juneteenth thing, all right, he's not controlling things. See, others are doing things for him and in his stead, and I think this Juneteenth thing was pushed in front of him, and he was told to sign it. And so he said, oh, where do I sign? Oh, I'll sign where? And someone held his hand and said, you sign here, and he signed it. I don't believe he's in control of his faculties anymore. I agree with when I first heard the call earlier this week about testing his mental faculties, his ability to actually function as a human being. Come on. This is the Trump stuff all over again. I mean, there's certainly evidence that lots of evidence that Biden's at. Oh, the other thing was the G7 summit, those speeches he made there. The other one's okay. I kind of gave him, all right, screwed up. That G7, everything he did during that whole trip was bad, really, really bad. And the media is just not talking about it. Which is even worse, because in general, the American public doesn't know what's going on. They have a problem believing that they are not actually recognizing it to some form or fashion. But this thing with Juneteenth is showing me that someone wrote this, slid it under him, and he signed it. This is not something he would have supported 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. This is bad stuff he did. Bad. Now, I saw a comment on a Facebook post saying, well, what's so bad? It's just a holiday. What's it going to hurt? We continue to ignore history. We continue to live in a fantasy world that's one. Number two, we continue, basically what these three podcasts are about. Number two, another federal holiday? What are you kidding me? What are we doing? Stop it. Stop the federal holidays. We need to back off, not add. And then number three for this, for me is that we're doing things that are based upon, I mean, so what I'm saying about Biden being not with control of his faculties, there are some obvious, there are those with a really leftist control freak mentality trying to separate blacks from whites. And that's that, those people rigged this thing, put it underneath Biden's pen, and he signed it. These are this element apparently does exist inside the Biden White House. And I don't think it's Harris, because she's obviously picking and choosing what she wants to do. That the media is starting to turn on her a bit is a good sign, but they need to really turn on her. This thing that Biden says she's in control of the border means she needs to go down to the border and show it, that she's basically, you know, thumbing her nose. She is not basically. She's thumbing her nose at Biden saying, I'm not doing it, as she was quoted also as saying. She has not. This is the president. You are supposedly the vice president. You do what he says. That's how this is. If she thinks she's president, then she wouldn't do it. Does she think she's president? Is that because he's lost his faculties and she knows he's taking his place, so she's doing what she wants? Further underlining my newer position in all this. So I am now in conclusion that Biden is not rowing this boat on his own. Others are rowing it. He's sitting probably a little confused as to exactly where he is and what he's doing. This happens to people. I've just with a family member who's 83 and can walk around, do things, has little, can still move hands and mouth and think. But I have another family member who's 77 who's with a walker, can't hear, can't see, and is having trouble functioning at all. This happens. Age is not, see, the worst, again, there's something else bad about Juneteenth is that it's a blanket thing. The majority of people of darker skin in the U.S. don't go back to the days of slavery. They come from other parts of the world. And just like my family was not here. The small part was. Bulk majority wasn't even here during the slavery days. After they came after 1880 even. So, we don't even have a dog in that race. But it doesn't matter. We're all being blanketed. That we're all everyone with light skin is guilty. Even if they didn't come to this country till afterward. And everyone with dark skin is blanketed, saying they're all to celebrate this Juneteenth, which is all garbage because you don't blanket. But that is what the Democrats do. They want everyone to be the same. And if you're not the same, they want to separate you because they see a difference. It's a simplistic, non-intellectual level that was prominent through, if you read Karl Marx, it's all there, that you know, everyone has their place. Black people go over there, dark-skinned people, I like to call them, dark-skinned people go over there. But to see the Democrats, it's not dark-skinned black. It's black. They're all black. And we don't want them around. So we'll do Juneteenth, and you people go do your Juneteenth. We're going to be over here. It's always about separation. Critical race theory is about separating black from white. This is all the Democrats have done. And my first podcast really got into all this. So go listen to that. But this needs to stop. We're all people. And if we're going to do a Freedom Day, let's do July 4th. That has been going on since for almost 200 years. Let's do that. Or swap them out. Swap Juneteenth for 4th of July. I don't think it's a bad idea we celebrate our country once a year, especially as the efforts of the same people. See, that's the irony I pointed out in the first podcast. The irony is that the left who wants us to say America bad, 4th of July bad, are the same ones who turn around saying that those same people should then celebrate Juneteenth. Why don't we all celebrate freedom and our country together as one people? Why do we have to say you have a color skin, so you do that, you do that? That defines racism. And that's the Democrat Party. That's what liberals are trying to do. And we need to stop it. All right. But I don't see Biden being involved with that because I don't think Biden knows what day it is right now anymore. I'm now on board with he is lost. Now, you see a cartoon on top of my political Facebook page where I basically drew that. I drew that, there are indications that I'm now fully on board that he's, I still like to believe there may be something there still, but I'm not seeing it anymore. Now that you can actually, also something at Bill O'Reilly, by the way, if you want to watch the first, he does a program at 8 p.m. I've been tuning in on the first .com or whatever it is online. He keeps posting Biden's schedule for the day. Nothing. It's empty. Every so often they'll have like one appointment. I mean, I remember seeing Trump's. It was just unbelievable how much he posted, he did in one day. Biden hasn't done that in the whole time he's been in office. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. All right, but we're stuck with him, guys. We're stuck with him. We need to get ready for 2022 next year and then 2024. I hope Ted Cruz might still have a chance. I agree with folks saying that they don't see Trump running in 2024. I don't either. Because basically you're getting to the position that you are with Biden. Biden, a few years ago, when he was Trump's age, didn't seem as off-kilter as he does now. What's Trump going to be in a few years when he's Biden's age? I'd rather, let's not chance that. And plus, I'm not sure if we can get Trump reelected. So let's see. So again, I'm a Ted Cruz guy, I like to hope. But all right, I'll stop and get off track. Be that as it may, I'm off the, I'm now, along with others, saying that Biden is not functioning well. He is, his brain's clearly not in gear. And I think we're in deep, deep trouble because of it. Will he be thrown out of office? Well, Harris's actions seem to indicate that she thinks she's just waiting until someone hands her the wheel. And possibly I don't believe she's behind the wheel. I completely disagree with those who say Obama is running things. That doesn't make any sense. And that Obama didn't run much when he was in office himself, which was, you know, it's being recorded all over the place. So I don't think he's running things now. Are those on the real leftist liberal side running things? It appears so. And who those are, look at his staff. They are bad. And that's somebody else that was got me upset earlier this year and had me leaning toward Biden being out of things. That staff he picked didn't make any sense. Picking Harris didn't make much sense. I mean, evidence was she had no ability to do much of anything. And it took her, again, the Democrats screwed up. They had 27 candidates. They end up with Biden. All right, well, water under bridge. We're stuck with both of them for now until January of 2025, I guess. So we'll see what happens, and let's get to work, though, because we need to have if you're a Republican, we need to work real hard next year, as I think we're going to have a hell of a fight on our hands. All right, you all have a great day. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry, I have trouble saying this. I hate this. What I thought, actually, Biden's not, can't be that. All right, so there I am. Thank you so much for listening, being a part of things. Who knows what the next podcast will be? I may do a part four for all I know. All right, thank you very much. I will talk to you later. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. You all have a great day and week. And please, comment, share. Let me know what you think. You can find me on Facebook, Rob Smith Jr. Political Cartoons and Commentary. I have a number of pages there, so make sure you get the political one. It's the kitty waving the flag. I'm on Twitter as Rob Smith Jr. That's it, Rob Smith Jr. I have a cartoon one. I have my Florida one. But this, my political one, is Rob Smith Jr. And then, of course, I'm on all these other ones, which I did a podcast about once. I'm on MeWe and USA and so on and so forth. Chat, Parler. I'll talk to y'all later. Rob Smith here. Have a great day. Bye. I've lost the sound. Hold on. It doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.